Hello, welcome to part one of creating custom content management systems using PHP and MySQL. And if you happen to miss the intro, you can catch it in the playlist. This whole series is going to be in its own playlist on my channel. Okay, so first things first, let's go to the MySQL course. I'm at developphp.com right now, and I hit the MySQL course tab there. And here is the MySQL learning course, which is not completed yet, but it's a good ways into it. And what we want to know for this system is how to create a MySQL database if we don't know yet. If you already know, you can kind of fast forward a little, but creating a MySQL database on your server, you click that, and then these seven steps show you exactly how to get it going, and it may differ according to what hosting control panel interface you're used to, or your web hosts use. They might use cPanel, or if you're with GoDaddy, they have a whole custom control panel that the users have. But many hosts use cPanel, and cPanel is simple to create MySQL databases and connect to PHP MyAdmin. So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to create our database, and I'm going to follow these seven steps. And then, once I'm done creating my database, I'm going to click this link in step 7, which is going to show me how to connect to my database. And here I put a little message about how we're going to be using the MySQL I family of functions rather than the old MySQL family of functions. So here's the page that talks about the difference between the two and why. And it'll explain why we're going to use the MySQLi family of functions. It's very similar. It's just you put an I on everything, and then the way things are formed is a little bit different. But I'll show you everything you need to know, and the scripts will be available, so no worries. Okay, so I say the best and easiest way to program connections to a MySQL database is using a connection include file. That's what this little guy is. You take this little guy, and you put your connection data from your MySQL host. You put your MySQL database information here from the newly created MySQL database. And if you don't know how to get connection data to fill in all these lines for the database host, the username, and I put a little bit of hints here in the code, in the comments there. But if you can't get all of that data, if it's not easily found for you at your web host, you can call them or look in their help files about how to get the MySQL connection data. Calling them a lot of the time is a lot easier because they'll say, oh, just click here, then click that, and then there it is. And then what you do is you just place your data in these spaces here where I have place your this, place your that, place your this. And then what it'll do is use those variables in the MySQL connection. You see, equals MySQLi connect. So right here, we're connecting. So whenever you run this include file, and here's a test file you can use to see if you're connecting to your include file, but anytime you include this, you're connecting to your database. And that's how it works. So that's what I'm going to do right now. Okay, I'm back, and I have my MySQL database created on my server, and I got the connection data. I put it in a little file right here. See, MySQL connect data. And now I'm going to open Dreamweaver, and I'm going to make that connection file by using the page on develop.php. I'm just going to grab all that script, press Control C, highlight it all, press Control C, go into Dreamweaver, create new PHP, and then just get rid of all of that and put the code from the page in. Now I'm going to put my database host here, which is, a lot of the times it's a string that looks like mysql.someserver.net, and then a lot of the times it's localhost. A lot of servers use, or hosting companies, just connect to MySQL through localhost. And then you put your database username here, and then the database password, and then the database name, which is a lot of the times the same as the username. And then this line will connect it all. You don't have to touch this line. This line's already set up and ready to go. It's going to be using these variables that you place in there. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to change mine, and then let me just go ahead and save this file to its location where I want it. So Let's make a main project file here on the desktop. Let's go to New Folder and let's name it My Custom CMS. I don't want any spaces in there. Let's get rid of those. My Custom CMS. Now inside of it, this is going to be like my root directory, where I would have my index file, my main site directory, reflected on my system here. And then we'll just FTP everything up. So here, let's go to New Folder. Let's call it... actually, let's call this root. Root directory. And this will be my root directory. Well, this will be my version of my root directory on my local machine. But I'll be FTPing everything up to the web. So let's go ahead and double click inside of that. There's the root directory. Let's make a new folder. Call it scripts. Let's just make it lowercase there. Scripts. Now inside of scripts, we can save this new file that we have here called, and we'll call it, what do we name it here at the page? Connect to mysql.php. Let's just grab that. Control C. Make sure we just grab the letters. Control C. Now in Dreamweaver, file save as. I'm going to save this file on our desktop in the. Where are you? My custom CMS root directory in the scripts folder. Okay? So it's not going. This connect file isn't going to be in the root directory. It's going to be in the folder called scripts. And we'll connect to it like that. Make the file name connect to MySQL. It's already a PHP file, so we don't need that extension there. And unless you're in Notepad or WordPad, you might want to make sure it has a proper .php extension. Press save, and there it is. Now I'm going to change my connection data, or my MySQL database data here. Replace this dummy data with the actual data. I'm not going to show you what mine is, but that's what I'm going to do, and then we'll move along. Okay, my little connect to MySQL file is successfully tested and it's saved to the location it should be saved on the server. And now all we have to do is build an index page. Let's go to create new PHP and we'll use the default doc type they have assigned there. And let's go to, and if you want to add your meta keyword and description tags, that's up to you. Just for this lesson, I'm not going to add it. I show you how to deal with that in the Web Intersect series on how to make those keywords and description meta tags dynamic to all be different so they don't generate errors, because all your meta tags for description and keywords should be different for each page. So let's go and put a table in. Let's go back into full design mode, put a table in. So what I'm going to do is just pretty much design how I want this thing to look. Let's see, let's make it one column, 800 pixels, okay. Now let's go down here, highlight it, and center it. Now go to page properties. Let's set the appearance. First, I'm just going to lay mine. I'm not going to record me going in fireworks, making a header image, bringing it in. I'm just going to show you the kind of finished design that I've got, and then we'll keep going, because it would get ridiculously long if I did that. Okay. Okay, I kind of have this thing structured out for basic demonstration purposes the way I want it, and I'm going to go into fireworks and show you. I feel I should show some of you guys this, because you might not understand the relation to where these files are in relation to the site. Okay, so I'm going to show you that right now. I made a little graphic here. I'm in Fireworks CS4. I made a little logo image and it has no background color. The canvas is set to no color, and I'm going to save it as a PNG32. So let's go to File, Export, and I'm going to show you where I'm going to export it to. For the web. Yes, yes, and then PNG32. PNG32 with no color on the mat. And then this, it will render out this file here. Export. and let's save it to desktop. Where's that? Custom CMS in the root directory. Right there by the scripts folder, we're going to put another folder with that one in the root directory. We're going to name this one style. And in the style folder, that's where we're going to have our CSS file, if we choose to have one, and any images that go along with the template. So let's go ahead and put it here. Logo, that's a good name for it. Logo.png, and it's a PNG 32 high quality. That way it'll look good on any background, even if you have a repeating image background or something behind these letters, it'll look good. Okay, so let's press save. And now I also have a background strip, which is an 8 pixel wide but very tall image file. And I'm going to go ahead and export that out to the web. And then I'm going to use JPEG. Bring it up to about 88. Press export. And in the same style folder, let's name that. Leave it what it is named right there. StripBG. That's what I'm going to name mine. Short for strip background. Save. Now, once I'm in Dreamweaver, I can go into the... Now, if you go into the code view, which I'm going to have all this code available if you want to check out the actual code, because I'm working a lot in design mode. I know I said I wouldn't, but it's just going to make things faster and easier. So let's go to right here where the header logo file is supposed to be. Insert the image using the Common tab, insert image icon there. And scripts, style, let's make sure we're in the style folder, and let's grab the logo file. My magic site logo. Okay. Okay, there it is. Now, let's go to the page properties, add that background appearance, background image, strip BG. Okay, let's do a couple of more CSS design tweaks here in the design view. Let's go to page properties, appearance, text color. Let's make that white. Looks good. Background image. Wait a second, how's that background image even there? In the code, we have a body background image. That's not what we want. We don't want it there. You can put it up, you can go in design view and put it in the actual CSS. There we go. Repeat X, not Y. Apply. There we go. Now let's look at the code, and now you'll see in the CSS we have a body tag or a body identifier here, and it adds the strip BG right there from the style folder right in, and it tells it to repeat only X. Okay, so now we should have white text. No, we do not. Let's put it in the body. Let's go to font, or just color. Color, make it white. There, now all the text, unless we assign it to be any other color, will be white. Okay, so that's where the menu system will start. We can push that down a little if we want, with a break tag. And the body will start here. Push that down with a break tag as well. It looks good. You can even make the background of this cell black if you want. That way all your text will show up nice. And even on the menu system as well. Let's make that background color like this dark brown. There we go. It's ugly, but it works. It's a quick design. Okay, so now we have everything in place. Okay, I was going to jump into phpMyAdmin and pre-populate some data into the MySQL database, but I think this video is going to get too long in length if I do that at this point. So we're going to call it quits on this part one, and in part two, we'll jump into phpMyAdmin, get some default data populated, and then we'll query it out and show you how it's going to come out to the page. and show you how the menu system will be dynamically rendered according to what's in the database. Okay, we'll see you in part 2.